Think about a balloon. You are this balloon. And the helium inside represents the Word of God. It's what keeps you lifted and moving towards your purpose. What happens when a fan turns on? We call it a distraction. It blows the balloon off course. But here's the key. If you turn the fan off or ignore it, you get back on course. Discouragement, however, is different. Discouragement is like poking a hole in the balloon. And the air, or the word, begins to leak out. Discouragement deflates you. It's designed to take you out. But here's what Jesus said in John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Now think about that. Let not. That means you have a choice. David understood this. In 1 Samuel 36, David was distressed, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. How do we train ourselves to fight discouragement? Well, we have to speak the word. You can't fight discouraging thoughts with more thoughts. You have to use your words. Right now, say this out loud. I am more than a conqueror. Say it. I am more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. I have the victory in Jesus' name. I have the victory in Jesus' name. This is the victory that overcomes what I'm facing. This is the victory that overcomes what I'm facing. My faith. Say it. My faith. Now here's your assignment. Write three confessions that directly attack discouragement. Be ready when your opponent tries to come at you. Find the promises in Scripture that'll be your weapon against discouragement. And just like David did, encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, here's a few to start with. For instance, I'm not anxious about anything. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Here's another. I cast down every imagination and thought that exalts itself above what the Word says. And the Word says God works everything out for my good because I am called according to His purpose. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5 and Romans 8, 28. Here's another one. I refuse to be discouraged or lose heart. I know that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. 2 Corinthians 4:16 and Psalm 27, 13. Now here's a final thought. Discouragement only wins if you stay silent. But you have the Word of God. You have the promises of victory. So speak them, declare them, and fight back.